Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Finally, we're back inside Sanford Gymnasium here in 2026. A welcome to 2026. A welcome back to the Lee Scott Sports Network. And a welcome to Sanford Gymnasium. I'm Christian Griffin, voice of the Lee Scott Warriors. And man, we're going to have a good time here tonight as we welcome you into the 2026 calendar season. And what a year so far it has been in the 2025 season. Warriors looking to continue that here in 2026. That's the Lee Scott Warriors and the Elmore County Panthers. The Lee Scott Warriors come into play today at 9-7. It was a five-game win streak for the Lee Scott Warriors, working up until the Christmas holiday. Two straight losses where the offense sputtered just a little bit, still had phenomenal defense. Warriors looking to get back comfortable, get back to finding the bottom of the net as we know them to do so successfully here tonight, back in the comfort of their own gym here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's keys to the game, get you starting lineups, and we will dive into the first half of Lee Scott and Elmore County. All of that coming up here on Tiger Country 104.5. This is Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
For the keys to the game, brought to you by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home on Tiger Country 104.5.
Counting down the minutes here inside Sanford Gymnasium until we get underway in the 2026 calendar season. Lee Scott and Elmore County about to do battle here again for the first time in the 2026 season. The Lee Scott Warriors, as we mentioned, 9-7, had a five-game win streak off of two losses. Right before the new year, looking to get back right. But again, most importantly, we remind everybody that there was one area game that the Lee Scott Warriors played prior to the Christmas break holiday. So Lee Scott on the varsity girls and the varsity boys side of things, 1-0. And so the most important factor following a big win on the road at Beulah, both the Lee Scott Warriors, varsity girls and varsity boys are 1-0. Let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game. They're presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Only two for you here tonight for the varsity girls. Number one, get back to your home gym. Get back to the comfort. Get back to the rims. Everything that you're used to here in Sanford Gymnasium. Get back to what you know. Get back to what you do best, and do so here against the Panthers here tonight. Number two, work off that rust, right? You had a little bit of time off. We'll see how much of a factor that stamina is. We'll see how deep the bench is for Coach Corey Harrison here tonight. Again, those are tonight's keys to the game, presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. We'll take a break, come back, have the prayer and the anthem, get you starting lineups, and we'll get underway here on Tiger Country 104.5.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. A dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union, homegrown and member-owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
The prayer has been said. The anthem has been played. We're just about ready for opening tip here tonight inside Sanford Gymnasium between the Lee Scott Warriors and the Panthers of Elmore County. I'm Christian Griffin welcoming you into the Lee Scott Sports Network for the first time here in the 2026 calendar season. 9-7 are the Warriors. 4-9 are the Panthers. Both teams looking to shake off a little bit of the rust that they might have carried with them from the 2025 season and the Christmas holiday. A little bit of a break, but Coach Corey Harrison's squad is ready to go. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott's Warrior Basketball. We'll get those here for you in just a moment as the opening tip is controlled by the Lee Scott Warriors. It's Maggie Herndon on the right wing. She loses it momentarily. A fight for the basketball and a quick jump ball. Only 11 seconds into the game clock. And so after Lee Scott winning an unconventional tip, it will go back to the Panthers. Your starting lineups tonight: Clark Ivett, Haynes Kesey, Sydney Dunlap, Lucy Zellner, and Maggie Herndon. Apologies, there was communication between the referees about whose basketball it was. But it is Panther basketball, and running their way on the right baseline. Layup is no good. Long rebound goes all the way back to the front court with the Panthers. And they're going to call a backcourt violation as it was poked away from Lucy Zellner before she could grab it. Went into the backcourt. So right now, a backcourt violation is the call, but now the officials meeting at center court, and they will stick with the call. So it's Lee Scott Warrior basketball. 26 seconds into the contest. Again, the Warriors at 9-7. The Panthers at 4-9. The Lee Scott Warriors in their home whites with the power blue stripe going down the side. The red numbers, navy trim. The Panthers in their road maroons. Clark Ivett's going to try a three right in front of the Panther bench, but she leaves it short. But is able to get a steal and has a wide open right-handed layup, and she can't get it to go. Rebound with the Panthers. She brings the ball down, another jump ball, and the possession arrow will keep it on this side of the floor with the Warriors. A couple open looks for Ivett. Ones that you know that she'll be kicking herself a little bit later on, but has another opportunity on the right block. Instead, dribbles it out, maybe off of her shoe, goes all the way out to Sydney Dunlap, and the ball gets stolen away. And a wide open fast break layup is good from number 23, Marley Hicks. And that's the first points of the contest. 2-0 Panthers a minute into the contest. Elmore County running a 2-3 zone, and so far giving Lee Scott fits. Another tie up down low with Lucy Zellner, the third already. A possession arrow. Referees doing more work than the others so far. And it's Panther basketball, but they throw it away on the inbounds as it goes off the hands of Hicks into the front row. So four turnovers already in the first minute 15 of the contest. Pass goes out to Haynes Kesey. Now Herndon. Now Dunlap on the right wing. Couple of dribbles now back to Clark Ivett. Kesey in the corner. Warriors swinging around the perimeter but haven't necessarily found an open look. Clark Ivett able to break the teeth of the 2-3 zone. Right-handed floater hits every part of the rim but can't go down. And the rebound with the Panthers. Running left, Warriors trying to set up a little bit of a trap, but it's broken right through the middle of the floor. They get it down to the left block, do the Panthers. Now skip pass out to the right wing, and a 3-second violation on Elmore County. I think the Panthers center was trying to set up underneath the rim, trying to get an offensive rebound, expecting the layup, but there wasn't one, so she was put in a bad position. 2 minutes gone by, 2-0 Panthers here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Dribble handoff with Haynes Kesey. Now Herndon, she's going to try her luck from deep, and she is well strong. Hits the backboard, but nothing else. A long rebound with the Panthers, and Foy dribbles it off of her foot right around the scorer's table, right back to Lee Scott Academy. Clark Ivett. Now to Dunlap. She's going to try her luck from deep and can't rattle it home. Warriors can't buy a basket now. Ivett trying to snap the streak. She can't do so on the offensive putback, and it's knocked out of bounds. A lid on the rim right now on the right side. My goodness, for Lee Scott. Hoping to get a little bit more of a friendly rim here at home, but it's been a while since the Lee Scott Warriors have put shots up on this side. Another turnover for the Panthers. That's four already for them. Six in the contest. 2.5 minutes into the contest. Herndon will have to inbound from the far corner. Is able to with Kesey. Now to Clark Ivett. Getting up the play with the right hand. Warriors having trouble with this 2-3 zone. Have jacked up a couple triples. Can't seem to get anything to go. Even the layups right now. Warriors can't buy anything. Ivett has it on the free throw line. Back out to Maggie Herndon in front of the bench. Can't buy that one. Long rebound with Haynes Kesey all the way in the far corner. Back to Dunlap. Now back to Kesey, and Herndon will set up the offense again at the top. Herndon bounce pass to Clark Ivett. She works her way into the teeth of the defense. Pass down low to Lucy Zellner, and she's hacked on the head as she tries to go up. And she will head to the free throw line to shoot a couple. The first free throw from Zellner is too strong off the back iron. We're almost halfway through this first period, and the Warriors have yet to find the bottom of the net. The second free throw is good, and Zellner puts the Warriors on the board. 2-1 is your score with 4.5 to play here in this opening period. Haynes Kesey steals the inbounds pass and will give it back to Clark Ivett to set up the offense. Maggie Herndon put a couple dribble moves on the teeth of the 2-3 zone. Dunlap down low. Now Clark Ivett, her 8-foot touch shot. There we go. The patented Clark Ivett, a little running 8-foot touch shot, finds the bottom of the net, and the Warriors lead it 3-2. Warriors almost able to steal the inbounds pass once again. Instead, will step on the sideline, and it will stay Panther basketball. Ball inbounded to the short corner, out to the Panthers. And they're able to get across half court, but get trapped by Kesey and Dunlap. The Panthers able to break it. And a skip pass down low is intercepted by Clark Ivett. She has a 3-on-3 break and will kick it out to the left wing. Now back to Herndon at the top of the key. Dribble handoff, Sydney Dunlap from three. She gets it to go. Sydney Dunlap, her first triple of the evening, and the Warriors lead it by 4. Timeout on the floor. We will take one with them. 3:51 to play in the opening period. It took a little bit for the Warriors to get comfortable, but back-to-back buckets and a 4-point lead for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. This is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Coming out of the timeout, Clark Ivett steals the inbounds, throws it down low, and Haynes Kesey able to lay it in with the left hand. The Warrior lead has been extended to 6, 3.5 to play here in this opening period. A full court press for the Lee Scott Warriors. A mass sub set to come in for Coach Corey Harrison's Warriors. And able to break the press but get into the short corner. And I believe a foul will be called on Maggie Herndon. It will. Maybe a little bit of a push. As the Panther player tried to set her feet, Herndon was coming from the weak side and couldn't stop her momentum, her first foul of the evening. 3.5 to play in this opening period. A nice inbounds pass gets it down to the right block, and the official standing at half court is the one that blows the whistle on the shooting foul. So that'll send number 21. No, apologies, number 22. Sarah Benson to the free throw line, where she's able to connect on the first. Second free throw is too strong off the back iron, and Wesley Kate Crocker corrals the rebound. She's trying to go coast to coast, but gets cut off and will slow things down. Pass down to the short corner, goes off the foot of Stella Henderson, and an unforced turnover by the Warriors gives it right back to Elmore County. A baseball pass all the way down to the three-point line. Left-handed layup, no good. Nice defense by Rayleigh Langford, and Clark Ivett able to clear it. And passes it down once again to the left block. But too strong for Sutton Lewis to handle. Another turnover for the girls in white. 11 turnovers already here in this first quarter. Six on the Panthers, five now on the Warriors. A running right-handed layup is good. Because that was Cherish Foy who connects for the first time here this evening. 8-5 is your score. 2.5 to play in this first period. Clark Ivett has the ball on the left wing. Skip pass to Henderson in the near corner. Back to Ivett at the top of the key. Thought about the three. Out to Langford. One dribble pull up. Thought about that instead. Gives it right back to Ivett. And Ivett is able to float it in with the right hand. A nice job by Clark Ivett getting into the middle of the paint. Again, that's the weak spot in that 2-3 zone. Could have been a carry by the Panthers. No whistle. Wild contest on the layup, but instead is going to get rewarded. And that'll send Marley Hicks back to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That'll be Stella Henderson's first personal here this evening. 10-5. Lee Scott Academy out in front of the Elmore County Panthers. The first free throw is no good. Rolls all the way to the bench, and Mr. Graham McIsaac there to make a nice play. Saving all of the girls on the bench. Second free throw is good. Marley Hicks, the leading scorer for the Panthers. She'll sub out. Raven Barris will sub in. 10-6. Here's 6 minutes gone by in the opening frame. Ivett now to Langford. Right back to Ivett on the give and go. She gets cut off. And Langford has it on the left wing. Gets the on-ball screen from Crocker. Tries to split the two guards of the 2-3 zone. It gets stolen away, and Stella Henderson is able to get it right back. Raylee Langford, crossover dribble, trying to work her way into the paint, but is unable to do so. Stella Henderson now back to Langford, thought about the three, and then tried the dribble handoff with Wesley K. Crocker, but nobody was there. And a wide open layup on the other end from Foy. Turnovers galore here in this opening frame. Crocker standing in the paint. We'll kick it out. Stella Henderson for three is well short. A fight for the basketball. A jump ball, a very quick whistle, but I believe the correct one. And the possession arrow will keep it with the Warriors. The Warriors going left to right here in the opening frame. The Panthers going right to left. And Raylee Langford will inbound, standing under the A in Warriors. Skip pass to Crocker in the near corner. Can't get it to go. Clark Ivett able to rip down the offensive rebound. Henderson, now Langford, thought about the 15-footer in the short corner. Instead, the Warriors will set up. Ivett, now Langford this time. She will take it in. She connects. Raylee Langford's first bucket here in 2026 comes with 45 seconds to play in the opening frame. 12-8 is the Warrior lead. The ball almost stolen, but goes out of bounds. A nice job there, actually, by Raylee Langford. Not to try and grab the ball. Running out of bounds instead will wisely let it go out of bounds. Another turnover for the Panthers here tonight. 15 now combined between the two in the first quarter. Almost 16 instead. It's able to get to Crocker, and a reach-in foul. From Raven Barris. 24 and a half seconds remaining in the first quarter. We'll see if the Warriors are able to inbound it and see if they hold for the final shot or if they stay aggressive. Ivett to Lewis, now to Langford, now back to Clark Ivett. She works her way baseline, spins back towards the middle of the floor. Raylee Langford from straight away. The three is well short, and Clark Ivett unable to save it. It goes off of her hands out of bounds with 12.9 here in this first quarter. The Warriors have done a nice job with the man-to-man press so far this evening. Panthers this time able to get across half court. Could have been a travel, no whistle. Almost gets stolen by Wesley Kate. 2 seconds, 1 second. Panthers aren't paying attention. They don't see it. They're not going to get a shot off. And that's how the first quarter will come to a close. The Warriors didn't score for the first 3.5 minutes, but end up putting 12 on the scoreboard, and they lead it by 4 going into the second quarter. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It's Panther basketball, and the right wing three is no good. A fight for the basketball on the rebound goes into the hands of Lucy Zellner. Maggie Herndon will bring the ball up the floor for the Warriors. The Panthers staying in that 2-3 zone that, again, kept the Warriors scoreless for the first 3.5 minutes of the first quarter. Jump ball down low with Lucy Zellner and Barris. It'll stay on this side of the floor with Lee Scott Academy. So you think it's a lower scoring first quarter, but if I told you the Warriors put up 12 points in 4 minutes, you feel like you like where you're at. Ivitz, skip past Maggie Herndon, thought about the three, kick out one more to Lucy Zellner, couldn't get it to go. Haynes Kesey, smallest girl on the floor, able to gather the offensive rebound. And Lucy Zellner has it on the right wing. Works her way into the paint, and she gets tripped on the way up, so she'll head to the line to shoot a couple. Nice job by Lucy Zellner using the aggressiveness. And she connects on the first free throw. Dunlap couldn't rattle in the second, so the lead is 5 for Lee Scott Academy. A 2-on-2 fast break. A right-handed layup is good. Warriors didn't get back in transition, and Foy goes coast-to-coast, lays it in with the right hand. The lead is trimmed to 3. A dribble handoff with Ivett to Herndon. She works her way into the short corner, almost loses the basketball instead. We'll kick it to Dunlap. Now back to Clark Ivett, who will set the offense up. Haynes Kesey will pull it from 3. No, long rebound with Herndon. She grabs it with one hand and goes up all in the same motion. Couldn't get the layup to go. And a long rebound with the Panthers. Panthers had Foy if they could find her. They're able to. And back-to-back layups from Cherish Foy in the second quarter. She now has 8 of the 12 for the Panthers. Clark Ivett splits the defense. Dunlap thought about the 3 but gets her pocket picked. A fight for the basketball goes into the hands of the Panthers. A 2-on-3 break. They throw it into the hands of Foy. A jab step on the right wing. And the Panthers now will set up in the half court for one of the few times here early tonight. Haynes Kesey almost gets a steal, gets knocked to the ground. It goes into the hands of Hicks. The three-pointer blocked by Clark Ivitz. Nobody found the basketball. Could be a travel, no whistle. Lucy Zellner able to gather it, and Clark Ivitz now in transition. A stop, a pop, couldn't get the layup to go. A fight for the basketball all the way out at the three-point line. Ivitz able to win it, and Dunlap connects on another three. Sydney Dunlap, second three here tonight, and she leads the scorers for the Warriors. She has 7. And a Panther tripped while trying to save the basketball from going out of bounds, and it goes into the hands of Clark Ivitz. Ivitz gets a screen from Zellner. Now Herndon, her elbow jumper is well short. And the Panthers able to gather the rebound, but the home run pass gets stolen by Lucy Zellner at half court. And Dunlap has it. Herndon now on the left wing. Her three-pointer Can't find the bottom of the net. And the Panthers, oh, a late whistle. They're going to get a foul on Sydney Dunlap. That's her first. .441 to play here in the second quarter. The Warriors lead it by 4, 16-12. The five on the floor for the Warriors. Haynes Kesey, Maggie Herndon, Sydney Dunlap, who almost got the steal right there, Clark Ivett, and Lucy Zellner. The ball in the short corner guarded by Clark Ivett, now out to the right wing, right in front of Coach Corey Harrison and the Warriors. And they're going to get a push foul on Maggie Herndon. That's going to be her second. And neither one, they're actually going to get Lucy Zellner on that. I was going to say, if that was on Herndon, that would have been her second on very, very minimal contact. But neither team so far in foul trouble. That's only the third team foul of the second quarter. Panthers inbound the basketball and get it to the top of the key in Kiki Walker. The elbow jumper is no good. Weak side rebound with Clark Ivett. Ivett averaging 22.5 points a game this season. And just two ticks under 10 rebounds. Not long ago, Clark Ivett with a triple-double. Haynes Kesey can't rattle home the three. And the rebound with the Panthers. Panthers racing their way along the far sideline, right in front of the scorer's table. Able to get it across half court. Trapped in the corner, but able to throw it back to the top. Now down low, a nice entry pass from Raven Barris. Jayla Wagner able to capitalize and lay it in. It's a two-point lead for the Warriors. Maggie Herndon looking to add to it, and she does. Her first triple of 2026. Her first points of 2026, and the Warrior lead is right back to five. And the ball now stolen at half court by Clark Ivett. A two-on-two fast break. Stop and a pop at half court. Out to Herndon. Back to Dunlap. That three no good. And Lucy Zellner, volleyball, spikes it out of bounds. .305 remaining here in the second quarter. And a reminder that the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Warriors 19, Panthers 14 here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Lee Scott continuing their man-to-man full-court press, and what should be a five-second call it is. Nice job by Sydney Dunlap and Haynes Kesey denying the basketball. And the Warriors now steal another possession. They get it under their own basket. Skip pass to Dunlap. Had the open three, decided not to take it. Instead, the ball gets swung around the perimeter and goes into the hands of a Panther. Maggie Herndon pokes it from behind, and it goes out of bounds, and they're saying that it's Warrior basketball. I'm not saying I agree with the call. And the other official comes in and changes it. Yeah, the ball poked away from the Panther by Maggie Herndon. Now the inbounds, a beautiful entry feed once again, and Marley Hicks able to lay it in, plus the contact. She'll head to the line for one more. Balanced scoring so far for Lee Scott Academy, but not too much of it so far here tonight. The free throw from Marley Hicks is good, so she now has five in the contest, and the Warrior lead is trimmed back to two. Ivett to Maggie Herndon. Bounce pass to Dunlap. Now Herndon, she might have gotten away with a travel at the top of the key. Skip pass to Kesey. Now Dunlap. Again, this 2-3 zone for the Panthers, causing havoc for the Lee Scott Warriors here in the half courts. A lot of ball movement, but not necessarily too many good looks at the rim. Herndon, a jab step, dribble handoff to Sydney Dunlap. And she's now trapped in the corner. And now Maggie Herndon at the top of the key. He's now burned 30 seconds off the clock and haven't even looked at the rim. Ivett's on the right wing. Now to Dunlap. He's trapped in the short corner. Throws it out to Henderson. Now Haynes Kesey in the far corner. Three-pointer too strong off the back iron. Ivan Skies for the rebound, and she's hacked in the air. Nice strong rebound from the sophomore guard. And that possession was all of 45 seconds, and it took the 15th pass or so for a decent look. But that time, a whole lot easier. Maggie Herndon able to find a cut. Clark Ivan on the inbound. She gets the bucket to go, and he'll head to the line to shoot another. Clark Ivett can't connect on the free throw. So 21-17 with 95 seconds to play in the second quarter. The biggest strength so far for the Warriors here tonight has been that press. But the Warriors, or the Panthers rather, able to break it. Transition three from Foy is no good. And Ivett able to clear the rebound with a minute and 20 to play here in this first half. Ivett with a skip pass to Haynes Kesey. Now back to Clark Ivett. Lowers her shoulder but backs it back out. Now to Herndon. Dribble handoff to Sydney Dunlap. Trying to find Clark Ivett down low. They're able to kick out Maggie Herndon for three. Can't go. But Haynes Kesey there on the weak side glass to clear it. Now Clark Ivett. Beautiful pass to Sutton Lewis. She couldn't get it to go. Gets the offensive rebound. Goes up strong once again. And she's hacked. She'll head to the line to shoot a pair. Warriors haven't found the bottom of the net too many times and haven't found too many good looks. But, man, it feels like the good looks that they do find. There is a lid on the rim here, at least on the right side of Sanford Gymnasium. Lewis goes one of two from the line. The second one is no good, but Maggie Herndon able to track down the long rebound. But the ball gets stolen. As Clark Ivett tried to find Dunlap, and Clark Ivett almost able to get a steal. May have knocked it out of bounds. With her forehead, it goes into the front row. A five-point lead for the Warriors with 40 seconds to play. The Warriors have gone into a little bit more of a matchup zone. A running floater from Cherish Foy from 6 feet. It's every part of the rim, but doesn't go down. Clark Ivett, yet another rebound. 22-17. We'll see if the Warriors hold for the final shot. 18 seconds and counting here in the second quarter. Ivett to Kesey. Her left wing three is short, and the rebound is with the Panthers. Under 10 seconds to play. We'll see if Foy sees it in a very similar spot last quarter, and the Panthers didn't get a shot up, and Foy steps out of bounds with 1.6. It'll be Warrior basketball right there. If you're Clark Ivett, let the basketball roll as long as you can. She will. 1 second. The three-quarter shot is short. And that is how the first half of play will come to a close. Similar to what you would expect. The first game of 2026. Not a lot of made baskets. A couple good looks. But a lot of turnovers by both teams. But all things considered, the Lee Scott Warriors with a 22-17 lead at the halftime break. When we come back, we'll get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic halftime reports. We'll dive into some of the numbers, dive into some of the trends, and tell you what Coach Corey Harrison and the Warriors need to do to come out with their first win in 2026. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Halftime here at Sanford Gymnasium in the Varsity Girls Contest. Lee Scott Academy and the Elmore County Panthers doing battle here tonight. And the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. The Lee Scott Warriors out in front, 22-17 at the halftime break. And what feels like a very low-scoring game is a rather low-scoring game. A lot of turnovers between the two squads. Basically exactly what you would think for the first half of your first game in 2026, your first action here in a couple of weeks. But again, all things considered, the Warriors with a five-point lead at home and looking to build off of that here in this second half. Lee Scott Warriors again came into play tonight at 9-7. The Panthers at 4-9. But the most important win was that 45-22 win at Beulah. So the Warriors already 1-0 in area play. We'll kick that back up here later on this weekend. But a really nice start, something that you can just keep in the back of your mind, that you're already 1-0 in area play. You feel like you have that one little step above the rest of the area so far here this season. Halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's a main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. It's Sydney Dunlap and her two triples that lead the way for the Lee Scott Warriors. She has seven. Clark Ivett right behind her with six. Three Warriors have three. No apologies, only two have three. Three have two. Maggie Herndon, Rayleigh Langford, Ann Haynes, Casey, Lucy Zellner, and Sutton Lewis both have one for the Lee Scott Warriors. 22-17 is your score at the halftime break. And again, just looking at some team stats for the Lee Scott Warriors so far this season, it's a team that averages 49.5 points per game. So you're a little bit under that margin. I would imagine that that number is skewed just a little bit. Again, the Lee Scott Warrior offense has struggled over the past couple of weeks of 2025 and through the first 16 minutes now in 2026. You'd love to see that going, get going just a little bit here in the second half as you work your way into area play. But a team that averages right around 50 points per game, 29 rebounds, 10 assists. They do get 10.5 steals per game, 2.5 blocks, and 18 turnovers. However, that number is also skewed a little bit as that number has continued to drop as the season goes on. So the Warriors continuing to do the right things so far. In the season, the Warriors do have 11 turnovers already here in the first half, however, and that's something that you'll want to clean up, and you'll know that this team will continue to clean up as you work your way into 2026. When we come back, we'll dive into what Coach Corey Harrison and what this Warriors squad needs to do to pick up their first win in 2026 and their 10th win of the young season. That's in the second half when we come back here on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Homegrown and member owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It's the Warriors 22 and the Panthers of Elmore County 17. As we get you underway in the start of the third period. Again, talking about what this team needs to do to pick up their 10th win of the season, their first in 2026. We'll dive into that a little bit here as we go. But it's Panther ball to start the third quarter, going left to right now on your radio dial. The Warriors will be going from right to left. And the Warriors get a steal with Sydney Dunlap, and Haynes Kesey races her way along the floor. And Clark Ivitz will set the offense right around the volleyball line. Panthers staying in that 2-3 zone that gives the Warriors troubles from time to time. But if you work your way into the paint, as Clark Ivett does right on cue, Sydney Dunlap knocks down yet another triple, her third here tonight. And she's in double figures with 10, and the Warrior lead is 8. And a poke steal from behind. Clark Ivett almost gets it, rather. It's able to go right back into the hands of Cherish Foy. The 8-foot floater is no good. A fight for the basketball. A jump ball with Lucy Zellner. And the possession arrow will give it to the Warriors. The two biggest things for this Lee Scott team, you've already seen a couple of them. If you can set up the trap after made baskets, force some live ball turnovers, try and increase this lead in the second half. And the second one being get these paint touches. It's relatively hard to do so in the 2-3 zone. And you see right there the active hands for the Panthers. They get another steal. Cherish Foy races her way into contact and now back out. No whistle. We continue to play on. Barris now to the left wing, or the right wing, rather. And she gets cut off by Maggie Herndon and dribbles out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball. But the pressure defensively, especially after made baskets and a couple of bounce passes into the paint. As you see right there, right on cue once again, Clark Ivan didn't like what she had, so she'll dribble it out to the three-point line. Now skip pass. Sydney Dunlap couldn't rattle home the three. Clark Ivett gets the offensive rebound and able to lay it in with the right hand. Warriors lead is now 10. Ivett steals the inbounds pass, throws it down low to Maggie Herndon. And the old NBA 6-foot hook shot goes off the glass and is good. Maggie Herndon now with 5 in the contest. Timeout, Panthers. We'll keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 2 minutes into the second half. And the Warriors have outscored the Panthers 7-0. A Clark Ivett layup, a Sydney Dunlap three, and a Maggie Herndon layup that you just saw. Again, from the volleyball line that runs right through the middle of the paint, just right over the right shoulder, and able to kiss it off the window. Just like that, the Warrior lead has stretched to 12. And you've seen the defensive intensity be picked up just a little bit. And quite frankly, you've seen the good looks that the Warriors had in the first half that did not go down. You're seeing them, well, go down here in the start of this third quarter. So maybe the left side of the rim, or the left side of the court, rather, just a little bit more friendly for the Warriors here tonight. But regardless, you will happily take it. The Warrior lead is a dozen, 29-17. And how nice is it to have secondary and tertiary even scoring for this Lee Scott squad. Again, Clark Ivett comes in averaging over 22 a game. I say only has 8. You would imagine that number will continue to grow. Cherish Foy gathers the inbounds pass and tries to race her way along the far, or the near sideline rather, but steps on the sideline. Another turnover for the Panthers, and we'll see if the Warriors can continue this run. But Sydney Dunlap averages right at 6 points a game. She has 10. So having somebody else that you can go to when your main scorer is maybe having a little bit of an off night, and Ivett turns it over. Now a 2-on-1 break. Right-handed layup, no good. Nice defense by Sydney Dunlap, not drawing the foul. And I think Marley Hicks was waiting for it. Ivett now races her way baseline and able to float it in with the right hand. Clark Ivett now with 4 in the third. She's in double figures. She has 10. And the Warrior lead is 14. Ivett now steals the inbounds pass. Kick out to Sydney Dunlap. Thought about the 3, but decided not to take it. She'll set up a little bit of the offense. Now Ivett, one-handed pass to Kesey, almost stolen. Now back to Dunlap. Clark Ivett right in front of the bench. Again, the Panthers in that 2-3 zone. Not as active as it was in the first half. Down low to Maggie Herndon. Back out to Dunlap again. That 3 looked so good, but goes off the back iron. Too strong. Long rebound with the Panthers. And they have numbers if they choose to use it. The layup is no good. A wild attempt. Haynes Kesey gathers it and looks to go coast to coast. Instead, doesn't like the numbers. Will slow things up. Ivett to Herndon. Jab step. She works her way baseline. And the 8-foot runner is no good. Panthers gather the rebound and quickly work in transition. And Maggie Herndon tried to go for a poke steal from behind, but ends up clipping the foot of Cherish Foy, and she'll pick up her second personal. ...31-17. The Warriors have the lead here at home. Haynes Kesey almost gets a steal on Cherish Foy. Euro step, works her way around Lucy Zillner, and a hip check will send Foy back to the free throw line. Cherish Foy, the leading scorer for the Elmore County Panthers, had four in each of the first two quarters. And looking for her first here in the third. Free throw, however, too strong off the back iron. The gym very quiet at times. As Foy rattles in the second free throw, 31-18 is your score. As Ivett runs her way up the floor. They get it down low. Maggie Herndon, layup no good. Fight with the basketball, and Lucy Zillner goes off her hands, but they're saying that it was knocked out by Kiki Walker. It will stay Warrior basketball under their own basket. And Maggie Herndon will inbound, standing in between the two T's and Scott here on the left side of the floor. Pass all the way to the near corner with Sydney Dunlap. Now back to Maggie Herndon. Haynes Kesey thought about the three. Now running baseline, skip pass to Clark Ivett. One more to Dunlap. Had a decent look, didn't take it. Drives right, spins her way back to the middle of the floor. A nice move, couldn't get the layup to go. And I believe an over the back or possibly a loose ball foul on Lucy Zellner. She doesn't agree with it. But Lucy picks up her second foul in a matter of seconds. And she will now have to head to the bench. And Sutton Lewis will check in. Warriors continuing that full court pressure as they have all night. Foy is able to break it rather easily this time, and it works her way down the left side of the floor. The right-handed layup from the left side is no good, and Sydney Dunlap corrals the rebound. Now nobody picks up Maggie Herndon. Bounce pass to Sutton Lewis. The floater no good. And the Warriors back to where we started tonight. A couple of good looks, but just can't take the lid off the rim. And now a loose ball foul on Maggie Herndon. As a couple players were fighting for the basketball, maybe a little bit of a grab. So Herndon now will sub out, and Rayleigh Langford will check back in. Rayleigh Langford has 2 points on the evening. The Warrior lead is a baker's dozen, 31-18, with 3.5 to play in the third quarter. Elbow jumper is no good. Long rebound is fought for and won by the Panthers. And it's Lily Gilly. And she will head to the line to shoot a couple. First free throw from the guard is good. Trims the lead to 12. And that was the fifth personal foul for Lee Scott here in the third quarter. So any fouls for the remainder 3 minutes will send the Panthers to the free throw line to try and chip their way back into this contest. The Panthers have not committed a foul here in this third quarter. Clark Ivett gets to the low block but is cut off. And he'll dribble it out to the left wing. Kesey, now Langford, now back to Ivett. Thought about the three, not going to take it. Instead, gets to that six-foot touch shot. And she able to knock it down. Clark Ivett had six in the first half, has six here in the third alone. Give her a dozen, and the lead is a Baker's. Ivett gets the steal on the inbounds all the way under the Panther basket. And a skip pass to Sydney Dunlap. Ivett once again thought about the three, but instead will get it in the short corner. Gets a paint touch. Now out to Sydney Dunlap. She works her way down low. The pass gets stolen, and a one-on-one break. Rayleigh Langford there to play. Really nice defense. Could have been a travel, no whistle. Offensive rebound, layup no good, and now a loose ball foul on Kiki Walker. Maybe over the back on Rayleigh Langford. A nice job playing defense without fouling and able to secure a nice box out, get the rebound, and draw the foul with 2 minutes to play here in the third. Wesley Kate Crocker will check in and spell Sydney Dunlap. So Ivett, dribbling with the right hand, will work her way up the floor. Crocker gets to the paint and is stripped from behind, but a reach-in foul is called on Cherish Foy. Again, only the second team foul for the Panthers here in the third quarter. 2 minutes to play. The Warrior lead is 13. Haynes Kesey, now to Crocker, crossover dribble, loses the basketball. It goes into the hands of Foy, now back to the hands of Crocker, now back into the hands of Foy, and back into the hands of Crocker, and she rolls out of bounds with it. It'll be Panther basketball. It was pinballing at half court between the two guards. And a timeout on the floor with the Panthers, a 30-second timeout, so we will keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A reminder that the second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. 33-20, Lee Scott Academy here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium, looking to pick up their 10th win of the season, their first in the 2026 calendar season. And again, one final tune-up game before we get you started with a little bit more area play coming up this Friday here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium. Lee Scott will take on Dadeville. The girls' varsity game scheduled for a 5 o'clock start. The boys scheduled for right around 6:30. The end pass goes to Foy, and it gets stolen by Haynes Kesey. Pass to Ivett. Now down low to Crocker, and she is hacked up as the ball goes flying out of bounds. But the 5'5 freshman will head to the line to shoot a couple. The first free throw can't rattle it home. Second free throw from Crocker is short, and the Panthers will let it roll out of bounds. So they will inbound under their own basket with 90, or under the Warrior basket rather, with 95 seconds to play in the third quarter. Full court pressure still set up by the Warriors. It's Sutton Lewis guarding the ball. Now Crocker gets to the right elbow. Rayleigh Langford guarding Raven Barris. She works her way inside and gets the left-handed layup to go off the glass. The lead trimmed to 11. Approaching a minute to play here in the third. Clark Ivett able to get it to Rayleigh Langford. Now to Haynes Kesey. The dribble handoff and a skip pass to Crocker. Now back to Ivett. Now to Langford. Ivett, skip pass. Haynes Kesey thought about the three, instead throws it down low. And the ball knocked out of bounds as Sutton Lewis tried to find Clark Ivett. Rayleigh Langford, the inbounder, throws it to Clark Ivett, who works her way baseline, now spins her way back to the middle of the floor, goes in and out of the hands momentarily of Wesley Cates. Down low to Lewis, ball swinging around the perimeter. Ivett able to break it, gets to that shot once again. This time she can't buy it. Rayleigh Langford is there once again for the offensive rebound. We've called her name two or three times on the offensive glass so far here tonight. Crocker's three is no good. 25 seconds to play in the third. Rayleigh Langford gets a poke steal from behind. A nice job stopping the basketball from Haynes Kesey. She corrals it and will dribble up the floor. Langford has it on the left wing. 13 seconds. Haynes Kesey now to Clark Ivett, and she will direct the offense. Crocker got away with a travel and throws it to nobody with 4 seconds. Langford able to gather it, and she'll put it up from the volleyball line and leaves it just short. Not necessarily the possession the Warriors wanted to end the third, but definitely the third quarter that the Warriors loved as they outscore the Panthers 11-3. In that period, and they take an 11-point lead into the final 8 minutes, and that's where we go when we come back here in 60 seconds You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A layup, no good. Offensive rebound and a putback by the Panthers. And then the Warriors turn it over. And now the communication between the referees on who the foul was on. They're now going to call a foul on Maggie Herndon. Initially, they ruled the basketball to be out of bounds, but they were saying now that Herndon was not in legal guarding position. So Herndon will check out. Sutton Lewis, or Stella Henderson rather, will check in. Lewis is in the game. A fight for the basketball underneath the Panther baskets, and it goes out. Well, the Panthers wearing their all maroons tonight. A five on the floor for Coach Corey Harrison is Sutton Lewis, Clark Ivitz, Rayleigh Langford, Stella Henderson, and Lucy Zellner. Langford has it now. Clark Ivitz, turnaround jumper, hits every part of the rim, sits on the back iron for just a moment. But it's able to go into its home. The Warrior lead back to 11. And Sutton Lewis and Stella Henderson combined for the steal. It was Stella Henderson that was able to gather it, and then she gets pushed from behind. So the foul will bring it to an inbound underneath the Warrior basket. Lewis, now Langford. Now a cutting Ivitz as she works her way inside the left elbow. A fight for the basketball and a jump ball. Yet again, you've had more than just a handful of jump balls already here tonight. A minute and 11 seconds gone by here in the fourth and final frame. The Warrior lead is 11, and the inbounds pass gets stolen by the Panthers. It's Cherish Foy running the length of the floor, trying to go coast to coast, tries to make a bounce pass to her teammates. But nice active hands from Lucy Zellner. She swats it out of bounds, and the Panthers will be forced to set up in their own half court. Foy, the leading scorer for this Panther squad, the starting point guard. She has 9. And she's the inbounder. And the ball quickly goes right back to her hands on the right wing. She's going to try her luck from deep. Too strong off the back iron. Free throw. Offensive rebound is gathered. And the layup, no good. Clark Ivett gathers the rebound and gets knocked out of bounds. And they're going to call no whistle, but saying that she just walked out of bounds with it. So it is Panther basketball with 6:20 to play here in the contest. Panthers trying to set up something under their own basket. Instead, goes all the way to the baseline. And they're going to call a backcourt violation. And the head coach for Elmore County is arguing nobody touched it. And to be honest, I agree. Stella Henderson gathers the inbounds pass, and she knocks down a triple. Immediate impact. As soon as it touched her hands, it left her hands and found the bottom of the net. And the Warriors have their largest lead of the night at 14. Quick in transition, the left wing three. The Panthers try and respond, but it's no good. The shooter able to gather the offensive rebound, and now the left-handed layup is partially blocked, but they're going to say that Lucy Zellner maybe hacked her on the opposite arm. And I believe that's number 5 on Lucy Zellner. It is. So the Warriors will have to go the final 6 minutes without their starting center. First free throw from Marley Hicks is no good. Hicks had 3 in the first, 3 in the second, but has been scoreless ever since. It's Haynes, Kesey, Raley, Langford, Clark, Ivett, Sutton, Lewis, and Stella Henderson, the 5 on the floor for the Warriors. An 0-for-2 empty trip for the Panthers, and it's Stella Henderson who tried to dive out of bounds to save the basketball on the baseline, or the sideline, rather, but was unable to do so. So it will remain Panther basketball. The inbound goes to Barris. Now right back to Foy. Now to Barris at the top of the key. The dribble handoff, and they get it back into the hands of the point guard, Foy. 38-24, the Warriors lead with 5.5 to play. And Foy, a nice little Euro step through contact. She's able to throw it up and in. A nice move there from the Panther guard, Clark Ivett. Dribbling at the top of the key. Haynes, Kesey, Raley Langford now back into the hands of Ivett. It gets knocked away momentarily, but Raley Langford, the Warrior that's been there at the right place at the right time all night. Stella Henderson tries to respond once again, this time from the other wing. Couldn't do so. And now Foy in transition, guarded by Clark Ivett. And Ivett not wanting to draw, or to pick up, rather, a cheap foul. We'll let Foy lay it in. The lead is trimmed back to 10. Langford has it at the top of the key. Skip pass to the corner in Kesey. Now down low, Clark. Ivett spins her way through contact and able to get the little 5-foot touch shot to go. The Warrior lead is 12. And a baseball pass from Barris will go all the way out of bounds. You've seen that 2 or 3 times so far already here tonight. Kiki Walker will check in for Lee Scott Academy. 40-28, the Warriors lead here at home. I don't believe the clock ever stopped. So I believe they're going to put a few more seconds on there. They are. They put 5 more seconds on. I wasn't going to say anything, but he'll happily take it for the Warriors. Inbound goes right to Clark Ivett. The floater no good. And Barris now has it on the right wing. Her 3 is too strong. Offensive rebound is ripped down by the Panthers. The right corner 3. Is no good. Yet another offensive rebound by the Panthers. They'll set up the offense once again. They throw it into the hands of Cherish Foy. 3.5 to play here in the contest. They throw it down low, and they're going to get Raley Langford on a foul, not allowing the inbound pass. Three and a half to play here in the contest inside Sanford Gymnasium. Foy tries their luck from deep. Can't get it to go. The offensive rebound with the Panthers. And now a fight for the basketball between Walker and Sidney Dunlap, who's just checked back into the contest. Possession arrow will keep it on this side of the floor with Elmore County. A very low-scoring game, but even more so here in the second half, as Barris throws it away right into the hands of Raley Langford. Right-handed layup is good. She gets hacked on the way up, too. And she's still on the floor. A tough layup.
A standing ovation, a round of applause as she gets to her feet. Again, it was a little bit of frustration from Barris, who threw it away on the opposite end. It was well after Lankford had left her feet. But I don't believe they're going to add anything. And they won't, so just a common foul by Rayleigh Lankford at the stripe for the old-fashioned three-point play where she connects. The tough 3 points for the senior guard. And now Sutton Lewis, almost like a block at the top of the volleyball net, steals the inbounds pass, but Rayleigh Lankford tries to dribble handoff with Clark Ivett, and it goes into the front court. An uncostly, unnecessary turnover for Lee Scott with 3 minutes to play. A reminder to stay with us here following the conclusion of the varsity girls game. It's about 10 or 15 minutes after we will have the varsity boys contest. Coach William Johnson's squad sitting at 13-2, and a moving screen should be called. It is. A nice job by Haynes Kesey guarding the ball closely. And you can hear the head coach for the Panthers saying, Cherish, that's on you. Didn't let the screener get set. And so the team's trade turnovers. Clark Ivett has it. Sydney Dunlap, now Rayleigh Lankford in the far corner. Back into the hands of Sydney Dunlap. Haynes Kesey. Now Lankford. One of the few times that you're perfectly happy with dribbling all the clock. You haven't gotten a good look this possession. And Rayleigh Lankford tries to find Clark Ivett but throws it away. Now right into Foy and an offensive foul. Lankford. They called a play on, but since it was out of bounds on Cherish Foy, it's Warrior basketball regardless, but they did not call the offensive foul. But regardless, Rayleigh Lankford immediately makes up for the mistake. Maggie Herndon will now check in for her with 2.5 to play. If you're the Warriors, you'd be perfectly content just swinging the basketball around the perimeter. They bounce it into Clark Ivett, who stands just below the volleyball line, and a reach-in foul on the Panthers. That's the fourth team foul for Elmore County here in the fourth quarter. Ivett, now Maggie Herndon on the left wing. The three is short. And with 2 minutes to play, the Panthers try and work their way back into the contest. They trail by 15. And if they do so, you feel like it's going to have to come with the hands of Cherish Foy. And right on cue, she knocks down a triple. Foy now with 7 in the fourth quarter alone. Clark Ivett, step in three in response, is short. And the rebound with the Panthers. A shot that you know Ivett can knock down, but this late in the contest as Foy goes coast to coast, and she's now going to head to the line to shoot a couple. Again, a shot that you know that Clark Ivett can knock down whenever she chooses, but again, with 99 seconds to play here in the contest, you'd love the Warriors to burn 20 or 30 seconds every single possession. The free throw from Foy hits the back of the rim, the front of the rim, the top of the backboard, but doesn't go over the backboard. And then finds the bottom of the net. So the lead trimmed to 11. One more coming for Foy. And she knocks down both of them. Foy has 17 of the Panther 33 points tonight. 90 seconds to play. Herndon picks up her dribble. Has to find one of her helpers. It was Sydney Dunlap who kicked it to Charlie Huddleston in a tie-up. We'll keep it with the Warriors. Maggie Herndon bounced past to Sutton Lewis. Now back to Huddleston. Right back to Maggie Herndon. Baseline drive. And they throw it down low to Sutton Lewis. And a reach-in foul with 1:15. We'll send the Warriors back to the line. The first free throw is good. Sutton Lewis, the 5'9 freshman, connects on both free throws, her second and third point of the evening. And she will check out. Peyton Lakeman will check in. 75 seconds to play here in the contest. The Warriors continuing their full court pressure, maybe to get a steal, maybe just to burn clock. Basketball in no man's land right now. Just a baseball pass and the ball knocked out of bounds. Still here in the backcourt with 106. Everything being considered, as Brooklyn Forbes will check in for Maggie Herndon. The Panthers should only have 1 second to get this across half court. It should be a 10-second call, but they're not going to blow it. As Foy dribbles to Bailey Ames. Now back to Foy, guarded by Clark Ivett. Running on the right side of the floor. A wild contest at the left-handed layup is no good, but Gilly will head back to the line to shoot a pair with 46.5 remaining. The first free throw from Lili is good. She now has three, and all three coming in the second half. She's able to knock down both of them. The lead is double digits, but the closest it's been in this fourth quarter. Step in three, no good. Lakeman, the offensive rebound. Huddleston will try it from just outside the block, and that's no good. 30 seconds to play. Foy, coast to coast, left-handed layup, rattles in. Foy now has 11 in the fourth quarter alone. And Clark Ivett now will wisely bring the ball up the floor and will stand well outside the volleyball line. 14 seconds to play. They're going to get a 5 second. Closely guarded, even though Ivett was in front of the defender. 5 seconds to play here in the contest in the varsity girls game. Cherish Foy with 5, with 4, with 3. Kick to Marley Hicks. The 3 is no good. Goes into the hands of Peyton Lakeman. And that is how the contest will come to a close. The Lee Scott varsity girls win it 45 to 37.